How do you break down sort of your view of ad blocking overall?
Sure. So put very simply, we believe the consumer has the right to block ads everywhere, mobile, desktop, everywhere. And in fact, on desktop, it's very popular. And ironically, Google is the biggest distributor of ad blocking software in the world. Funny how that would work. And also, they're paying this quote-unquote extortion fee to IO. So the world works in funny ways. Now, our technology specifically is targeted more at mobile networks, where there's where we feel there's a bigger opportunity and where they feel there's a bigger impact on subscribers' user experience. They believe it's called pollution. We remove that pollution. We're not philanthropists. We get paid for it. That being said, our technology works, has been tested, and is in discussions to come to fixed lines. So people dislike advertising. Not all of them, but a lot of them. We believe they should have the right to block ads. They should also have the right to switch it back on in case they'd like to see, you know, the Bild, for example, or anybody else. I'm there to protect the consumers. What I can say is this. I remember the good old...
You're not protecting the consumers. You're enabling them to not to get content for free.
No, I'm protecting them. That's what we do. So much as we intended at the get-go to protect them from malware and criminals and such things.
Well, you're like a guy that's found sort of a door in the side of the cinema, and you're like letting people sneak in there for free.
Because they don't
want to buy a ticket.
If you think that people are using ad blocking to steal content, then you are completely misunderstanding the situation. This is a story of consumer abuse, period. This is a story of continuation of Snowden. People have drawn a line, and now they can draw that line. Before Shine, before Snowden, there was no line to be drawn because they didn't have the capability.
That's not true.
Please, if you're resourceful, and if you're talented, and if you're creative, and the gods smile upon you, you're going to be all right. Will there be casualties? Absolutely. But this contract that you speak about does not exist. There was an understanding. And overzealous ad tech executives and companies, and gullible, maybe naive, maybe overzealous publishers as well, took some very bad decisions, which worked out real well for a good amount of time. And people made money, right, over good content and shitty content, right, with good technologies and bad technologies. Those days are over. So if you want to have a conversation about whether ad blocking will continue or will disappear, that's not a conversation, it's a fact.